The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O
Lord. When Jesus came down from the mountain, the great crowds followed him. And then a leper approached, did him homage, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." He stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I will do it. Be made clean." His leprosy was cleansed immediately. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The Gospel of the Lord. So right before Mass started, I was in the sanctuary with Carl DiCapo, who I think is 84 now. And he says that first reading has given him new hope that he and his wife can still have one more child. But that's not what I'm going to preach on today. The leper says, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." As if he was saying, "Lord, if you do not wish, do not make me clean." Such a high degree of surrender to God that he's even detached from his prayers. "Lord, I present this prayer to you, and you know the desire of my heart, but I only want you to answer it if it's in accord with your will, because you know what is best for me." Just recently, reading a little bit about St. Francis de Sales, I came upon these words of his. He says, many people say to our Lord at one time or another, "Lord, I give myself totally to you without reserve." He said, but very few people follow through with that practice. He said, when someone does, what does that look like? He says, it is the acceptance with perfect equanimity of all the events that befall us. It is the acceptance with perfect peace of soul with whatever God sends us. Not too long ago, reading about St. Ignatius of Loyola. Ignatius of Loyola is the founder of the Jesuits, this great religious order that has done wonders for the church over the last 500 years. Ignatius of Loyola said that God gave him the grace that he reached a point in his spiritual life that he believed that no matter what happened, he would retain perfect peace of soul. He said, with the acceptance perhaps, if the Jesuit order was dissolved, this order that he had given his entire life to, that he thought was God's mission for him, he said, I think if the order was dissolved, I would need a couple of minutes before peace of soul was restored to me. Lord, if you wish, if you do not wish, your will be done.